Welcome to Odd Weeks Podcast, episode 4. Tonight, our special guest is Liz Naramore. Liz is, Liz, you're one of the founding members of PHP Women?
That is correct.
That's awesome. And I know you used to work with, my partner in crime, my unindicted co-conspirator, Keith. But these days, what do you work with? What do you do?
I work mostly in e-commerce for giftsforengineers.com. And I also act as a consulting editor for Wiley Publishing.
Awesome.
So that keeps me busy.
I bet it does. Okay. And Keith, I went out of turn here. I introduced Liz first, but, ladies first. How are things going for you tonight?
Oh, they've been better. They've been better. Lots of fun stuff going on.
Well, that's good. Tonight's topic is PHP Women, an organization I've been involved with since near the beginning. I think Lig and you, Liz, and Sarah, and who was I forgetting? Liz Smith.
Jane, Smith, right.
And Kathy Reed, who I've actually never met but talked to via email a lot. All y'all got together and formed this organization, and for some reason you felt it necessary to ask me. I really wasn't sure why, but... I was happy to be involved. And so with that, why don't you give us a little intro into the organization then?
Well, basically, the goal of it is to bring women in the PHP industry together, to give them a place to go, to connect with each other, to make women more visible so that women out there aren't so isolated. They don't feel like they're the only ones working in their department or in their jobs. It's just basically a place to go for women to connect, female-friendly, professional atmosphere, kind of a thing. Our organization is open to women and men. I should make that very clear. And we are extremely appreciative of all of the guys that support us, you included, Cal. You've been awesome. We couldn't have done so many things without you, so we're so glad to have you on board. Really, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, Keith, I'm going to throw it over to you now and let you and Liz talk for a little bit.
Okay. Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm great, Keith. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I don't know that you're quite that
PHP
good.
Women,
I think he's lying. You are not. You don't sound very good.
No. Sleep, what's that? So earlier, before we got on the call, you're saying that PHP Women's probably about three and a half years old now. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that's right. We founded it in October of 2006, which I can't believe. I had to go back and look. I can't believe it's been that long. It's been really fun.
And sounds like there were probably about a half dozen people or so when you started off. Is that sound?
Yeah, originally it was just Lig and myself, and we kind of got together and started pulling people out of the woodwork to make this group. And it just started growing from there. Pretty much anybody we could find at conferences or on IRC, we told them about the group, and we still try to do that to promote the group. But now we are up to about 600 members on our forums. So we're pretty proud of that. We would like to grow a whole lot more, though, because I'm sure there are much, much, many more women out there that we would like to connect with. So, yeah.
So the group is PHP Women. Are you open to women in technology in general, or are you focused on just our community?
Mostly it's PHP, but we do have some crossover. We have some UI people, some designers that maybe have dabbled in PHP, aren't really sure what they're doing yet. So we try to help them out. It's kind of funny with the WordPress and the Drupal communities. There are some crossover there. So it is mostly PHP, but we do have some other industries as well. And it's funny, I've met a few actually like Ruby and Python people, women in particular, who I've encouraged them to join the group because, we all have similar issues that we're dealing with. It's not just PHP. PHP is kind of the thing that brings us together, but it's open to anybody who wants to join us is welcome to.
Cool.
So is there a secret initiation or are there fees or do you just sign up on the form and get involved?
Oh, Keith, I couldn't tell you all of the specifics or I'd have to kill you.
Hey, they promised me they wouldn't mention the secret initiation if I did it.
So. No, we don't have anything like that. All you got to do is just show up pretty much. Just come to the forums, chat, IRC, hit us up at a conference, come say hi. That's pretty much it. There really isn't a big initiation process, unfortunately. Maybe there should be. I don't know.
So y'all started October of 2006. that would have made Tech 2007 your very first conference.
Correct. Yes,
Because
correct.
that was the one where you gave me the t-shirt. But my favorite conference memory, it has to be ZenCon 2007, because Lig was there. She came over because she was living in Guam. So she came over. You were there. Y'all were running the table. And we wanted to have a tip jar there so that we could collect money for for PHP Women for scholarships. And we couldn't find a jar. So we had to go into the bar and get this big beer stein. And of course, I think we would probably collected more money if it actually had beer in it. But, you know.
Yeah,
But the
right.
bartender kept going, "Now I'm going to get this back, right?" I'm like, "Well, eventually, yeah."
We're pretty
Nice.
trustworthy. So, sort of, anyway.
Wait,
Hey, you know what, Cal? You know what I
scholarships.
remember? I remember from tech. I remember because we had our Booth Babe t-shirts, which is kind of an inside joke with us. You know, so many times at conferences you see booth babes that are there just to represent companies, but they may not really be involved in the communities. So we have our own booth babes when we go to conferences, which are usually guys that we hook up with a t-shirt and we kind of make a big deal about it. It's kind of funny. And so Cal was our very first booth babe and we didn't have anything professional. So I remember handwriting on the back of this
Yep.
t-shirt, PHP booth babe. And so now the shirts are a little nicer,
And
but
if you put a little smiley face, and I still have that shirt. It's like one of my treasured t-shirts. There's only a handful of them that I just I keep and I don't wear. Well, I don't wear that one because I can't fit it anymore. But I love that t-shirt. I just kind of keep it as a memory.
Yeah. That's great. I'm glad you still have that. I want you to wear that someday back at another conference. That would
When
be
I can
awesome.
fit back in it, okay? Right.
Oh,
Right now, it'd be like, wearing something from my high school days, my code muscle sticking out in front, so.
listen to
Code muscle. That's a good one. I gotta remember that one.
Good stuff.
Wow. It's kind of disturbing.
If you think about it too long, it is.
Yeah, thanks. That's what I'm gonna go to sleep to tonight. I hate you.
So anyway.
So, back on topic, you'd mentioned this beer stein to collect money for scholarships. What do you collect? What sort of scholarships do you guys have?
Well, we try to send women that maybe couldn't afford to go to a conference. We try to collect money so that we can make that happen. Or if there are other needs, training, things like that. We've been not so successful in our fundraising. So, that's been a challenge for us, and that's maybe not maybe that is something that we do want to work on in the future to try to come up with some more ideas for fundraisers and to get more money going through us so that we can afford to send women that maybe couldn't afford to get to a conference or something like that. That would be great.
Keith, the real reason I keep moving from job to job is every conference I am in charge of, PHP women get a conference pass or a press pass or a free ticket to hand out to one of their members. So they just keep pushing me to move to the next conference, stay one conference ahead of them so they can, get a free ticket.
Yeah, right.
See, I assume there was some sort of scandal, and so you had to flee before they got definite
Well,
proof
there's that.
for the indictment.
Too, yeah.
I mean, I told the beer stein story, but that's about the only story I can tell. So the rest of them are
Thank you,
sealed.
Cal. They're in the
That's
vault and they're
good.
not coming out.
Protect anyone. Protect anyone involved. That's a good call. God, you guys are
Oh,
trouble.
my goodness. No way. What? Nah.
So scholarships, conferences, apparently you guys have booth babes on tap. What other sorts of activities do you do? There's a forum.
There are. There. Actually, we have about. I looked earlier. We have about 700 topics on our forums right now. So we talk about anything. You know, life. Technical issues. We have a group on there that are studying for the Zen frame. I'm sorry, not Zen framework. The Zen certification exam. We have a mentorship program that we right now is on the forums, and we're trying to make that a little more formal. So right now, it's just a thread on our forums that says, "Hey, who needs a mentor? I can be a mentor, or I need help with this or that or whatever." And we call it our Big Sis Little Sis program. So we're trying to formalize that a little more and making that a permanent section of our site instead of just a forum thread. So right now everything's kind of loosely coupled, and we would like it to be a little, have a little more structure. And that is open to men and women. We have men who are big sisses, and we have men who are little sisses. So if anybody out there is interested in mentoring someone or needs a mentor, by all means, give me a shout. You can email me. You can check out the forum thread. That's pretty much it as far as the mentorship program goes. It's been really, really successful, and I'm really proud of that. We would like to make that a little bit stronger.
It has been. It's been one of the...
So what do you expect from mentors?
Well, we expect our mentors to... I'm
sorry. No, I was just saying it has been one of the most successful things that I've seen the organization take on.
Yeah, and we when we take on a little sis, it's kind of with the idea that they will then in turn become a big sis to someone else. So our big sisses are basically, you know, just there to help them work through technical issues or even life issues, career issues, things like that. It's kind of, you know, just you may have had a big sis or a big brother, little brother kind of a thing in a fraternity or in a social setting. It's just someone that you can go to all the time, anytime, for any kind of question related to, you know, related to technology or career, whatever. Someone that you trust, you know, someone that can give you good advice on things.
For the record, I volunteered but failed the background check.
Well, yeah, Liz did say one of the requirements was somebody that could give good advice.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Please do not lead our members astray. We'll put that way. But actually, you know, it's funny that you say that because I have approached a few people about being potential mentors, and they're a little nervous, you know, well, what is that going to involve, you know, this kind of thing. So one of the things that we'd like to do with our program is to maybe set up a guideline. Here's, you know, here's what it means to be a mentor, and just have a kind of a, you know, a bulleted list of things that, you know, that we would ask them to do. So, yeah, if you are interested in being a mentor, by all means, you know, give me a shout.
Very cool. So the mentor concept, did you guys come up with that? Did you create that based on some other organization? Was it just something that you saw lacking that's just needed? Where did that come from?
Yeah. Actually, I think Lig was the one that kind of came up with that. She had a mentor and wanted to kind of pay that back as far as she'll probably correct me if I'm wrong, but this is my understanding anyway. She had a mentor that really helped her through, and she wanted to kind of pay that back. So she started helping specific people in that role, and it kind of Lorna Jane Mitchell, you know, you're familiar with Lorna, of course. She is one of the kind of more famous little sisses that became a big sis, and now she's speaking at conferences, she's doing all of these wonderful things, she's writing, she's, you know, she's out there, she's encouraging other people. So she started out as a little sis, just kind of new to everything, and Lig was her mentor and brought her up, and now she is, you know, she's fantastic. I mean, she's wonderful. So, and then she in turn mentored other people who are now, you know, moving on up the ranks too. So she's probably our biggest success story, that, you know, kind of came from someone who, she was kind of unsure, she really wasn't sure what she was, you know, where she fit in. She had questions with PHP and things like that. And now she's an expert on everything. She's fantastic. I love her. So, so it's a great program. And I really encourage anybody who's looking for a mentor out there to hook us up. You know, we'll hook you up. Just come give me a shout and we'll hook you up.
So wait a second. PHP Women's only, 3.5 years old. So this is not just a mentorship. This is like an extreme acceleration.
What do you mean?
If she went from being if Lorna Jane went from being a little sister to being, you know, prominent and a leader and all these things, this is not just an opportunity to get some guidance. This is like a jump start. This is a huge boost.
Yeah, it really is. It really, really is. And I think, you know, it's so funny. I think some people, that's all they need is just a little encouragement, a little boost to get them going, and then they're off and running. And so I really would love to see this grow, because I think there are so many more Lorna Janes out there that just, you know, they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They just maybe either don't have the confidence or aren't sure where to go, or, you know, they're just missing something. So I would love to see this grow and just have an army of Lorna Janes out there just taking over. It would be great.
Yeah, Lorna scares me, so I'm not sure about the army thing. But, I mean, all kidding aside, I'm going to get it for that one.
She is so going to beat you.
It's okay. She didn't invite me to DPC, so I'm safe.
Oh, no.
Now, all
Holy
kidding
smoke.
aside, I mean, when you look at the opportunity that little sisters have, I mean, they get to be mentored by the likes of Lig and Liz Naramore and Liz Smith, and I know I'm going to forget somebody, Sarah, and all these prominent members of the PHP community. As guys, we don't have anything like that, you know. We're pretty much, you know, if you want to get involved, yeah, get involved. Start checking in code, you know, that kind of stuff. There's no counterpart for this. So, you know, part of me is a little jealous that we don't have something like this.
Well, and you bring up an interesting point because we do have male mentors and male little sisses. So it's not something that you can't join in. You know, I mean, by all means, if Cal, if you want to be a mentor, you would be an awesome mentor.
Actually, I was
A little
going.
frightening. You might need some I don't know, chaperoning or something. I don't know, to make sure that you're giving good advice. Just saying. But no, I'm just kidding. You would be a really good mentor, Cal. You're fantastic. So yeah, if that's something that's of interest to you, yeah, by all means, let's do it. There's no reason that it has to be just women.
Cool.
So there you go.
That's a great point. Do you have any idea how many people are little sisters or mentors at this point?
You know,
Just
that's a great
ballpark?
question. We are not many. I would say maybe 10, 15 people. And that's what kind of right now it's kind of this ambiguous, nebulous thing that's floating out there. So we're working on right now formalizing that and setting up the true relationships and listing it all on our website so that if you're interested, it's not so ambiguous. So you know exactly what it is and where to go and who's available for you and things like that. So yeah, I'd say probably only like 10 to 15 people right now. And I would love to see that grow. I mean, I would love to see it, become huge.
That makes sense. I think that's something that's sort of lacking in the open source community in general is that, like Cal said, there's not sort of a mentorship of here's where you are now, here's how to take the next steps.
Right.
I think some of us that manage to be able to hit conferences regularly and connect with some of those people have huge, huge benefits. I know of a few junior people that show up at a couple conferences and they've really started to shine. It's amazing.
It is. It really, really is. And I think, again, it's just some people need that little boost of, I don't know what it is. If it's confidence, if it's just guidance or what. But once you kind of get connected to somebody, to a group of people, it can make all the difference in the world.
You know, I talked about the fact that early on, y'all had invited me to be a member, and I was very proud and all that. But now there are two other guys involved on a regular basis or at least that are at the advisory board meetings. Of course, Eli White, who used to be at Zend and used to run DevZone, and Remy Worler, who is part of the PHP Benelux leadership over there. And so, you know, while I got to be involved early on. I feel honored that we're kind of like the men's auxiliary for this group. You know, it's not like you need guys to help you along, but you know, we're just proud to be invited to work with y'all.
Well, thanks, Cal. And you know, it's funny. It's an interesting kind of position that we're in because we absolutely appreciate everything you guys have to offer to the group, and we love having you on board because it keeps us grounded and it keeps us diverse. You know, here we preach about diversity. Well, we wouldn't be very diverse if we just had only women on our board, would we? So that would be a little hypocritical of us. And it just makes us a better, it makes us make better choices by including you guys in the group. I mean, we have to learn how to all work with each other and encourage each other and, include diversity. And so the only way to do that is to, have these conversations and communicate back and forth. So I'm really, really proud that you guys have been so great about being part of our board. I mean, we appreciate your efforts so very much. You don't even know. So thank you very
Well, you
much.
talk about diversity, and are you working with other projects to try to get diversity amongst all the open source projects, or is it just strictly sticking with PHP?
Well, Cal, it's funny you should
Isn't it
ask.
though?
Because, sorry, that was a great segue, I just gotta say. Tomorrow, actually, we will be
Until you blew
announcing.
it.
I know. I'm not good at the smoothness like Cal is. I'm not that cool. But tomorrow we were going to be announcing our PHP Women Partnership Program, and I'm so very excited about this. We are going to be partnering with open source projects specifically those that have committed to embracing diversity and make that a point that they are an open and friendly community, and they are welcoming, and they will respectfully encourage you to contribute, and they're professional. We know that our members have considered joining open source projects for a long time, and we want to actively encourage them to do so. However, there are open source projects out there that may not be quite so welcoming to people that are coming in new. And so what I feel like one of my jobs here at PHP Women is to do is to hook up those people with open source projects that I feel are safe for them to join. I feel like these projects are not going to be, they're not going to be, if I can say, douchebags, you know, I mean, they're going to be safe for them. They're going to be welcoming and encouraging to them. And in return, these open source projects get the help that they desperately need. So we're bringing diversity to them. We're bringing help to them. They are going to, in turn, ensure that they're going to welcome that help
and
in a safe environment.
What are your charter projects? Do you have any projects to announce?
We do. We have four, actually, that have already signed up with the partnership program. The first one is SPAS, which is run by Ed Finkler, and it is a microblogging application that works with Twitter and Identica and I think Laconica, is that the word? The one that nobody uses.
Facebook.
And so basically what we do is we work with these project leaders. I'll just take a step back. We work with the project leaders to identify specific places that they need help with. And then we are going to promote those specific roles to our members. You know, on our website, you'll be able to go and see exactly what is needed. If you're new to open source, and really this is for everybody, not just for women, it's for everybody. So if you want to join an open source project and you're not really sure how to go about doing it, if you're not sure how the community is going to take what you have to say, if they're going to, you know, kind of kick you out, if they're going to be douchebags or what, this is a great resource because it will tell you exactly what they need, exactly where to go, and you can feel confident that they're going to be a great community to work with. So the first one is SPAS. And again, that's Ed Finkler's project. And you can see more about that at getspaz.org, which is SPAZ, getspaz.org.
A link for that will be in the show notes. A link for all these projects will be in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Let me see. The second one is Habari, which is a blogging software. Mm-hmm. And that they are great there. I just love that blog. That's what I use for mine. The website is habariproject.org, and that's Habari project.org. And again, in the show notes. And then also we have Fergie, which is an IRC bot written in PHP.
Fergie!
And that's, yeah, it's Phergie, Fergie. And then that's run by Matt Turland. And then the last one is the PHP GTK project, which is the extension for the PHP language that's for GTK. And that is run by Elizabeth Smith. So these are kind of some of are the first four. We are also talking to quite a few others. And if you are a project leader of an open source project that does embrace diversity, that needs help and wants to be listed on our partnership program, by all means, please, please, please contact me, elizabeth@narramore.net. We would love to include you on our list.
Now, you work on SPAS with Finkler, right?
I do. And actually, that's kind of where the idea for this came from, is I help Ed kind of coordinate the support efforts for the end users, because there's a whole lot of questions. And it's just Ed, you know, and he can't answer everybody's question all the time, and he can't troubleshoot everything. So we're trying to build a support team for him that can help users troubleshoot their problems. And so Ed and I were talking about that. And he was also mentioning how he would really like to get more women involved in open source, since, well, I think the last statistic I saw was like 3% of open source projects, or I'm sorry, 3% of the open source contributors are women, which is ridiculous. 3%, really? I mean, come on. So he was specifically mentioning that, you know, it'd be great if we could get more women involved in this. And I kind of thought, well, I know we have a ton of our members that are, you know, would really like to participate in an open source project, maybe aren't sure where to go. You know, this whole nebulous thing of, oh, if you want to help, give me, you know, contact us. Well, that doesn't really help people help you. you know, the more specific you can be, the better off you are. So that's really where the idea came from. And I thought, well, if Ed needs help, I'm sure there are many other projects out there that could use some help too.
Well,
so,
Ed needs help, yeah. But you know, that's
well,
yeah. I remember.
Yeah. When, he needs a lot more help than we can give him. That's for sure.
I remember when you announced, or when you were starting to talk to Ed about, you know, you said, I want to help with SPAS, and I think his response was, really? So, you know, but, you know, most of these groups are really excited to be on board.
They really are. They really are. And I will say that we do have a few, and I won't say requirements. That's kind of a harsh word, but we would really like to see some kind of a statement of diversity on the projects page. It's not required, but, you know.
Does it have to be the militant type that requires a specific percentage of women be on the project, or?
No, it really doesn't. It really, really doesn't. And I'm sorry to laugh. That's just a funny thought. You know, I've come up against this question time and time again, and I think it's so funny that, you know, projects will be like, oh, we don't need a statement of diversity. That stuff is obvious. We don't care who you are. We don't care. It doesn't matter. That's by default, we don't care. But what they don't understand is that someone from the outside that isn't in that community, they have no idea what kind of community you're running. You know, and if you don't tell them on the website, if you don't mention it at all on your website, well, how do I know? How do I know that you're going to be welcoming to me and not be a total douchebag?
Yeah.
You know, maybe I've come across complete jerks before and I'm not going to waste my time with it. So I know it sounds stupid and it sounds like something that shouldn't have to be. But I think by putting that on your site, you're telling them, hey, this is a priority for us. You know, we do value this. We value diversity. We value everyone equally. It doesn't matter. And just by the mere fact that you're saying that on the site, I think that says a lot about your project.
Well, and PHP is such a welcoming community. I mean, you know, every woman is always welcome in internals or on the documentation project. We've never had a problem with that.
Never.
Do you have a template of a diversity document online?
There's a great one at the Python. Python.org has an excellent diversity statement.
So steal theirs.
Okay. Yes, absolutely steal theirs. No, I'm just kidding. I advocate that, but you can certainly borrow from it. Take it in, yes, as an inspiration to write your own.
Yes, Keith just like made a note in the chat room, not Python.com. Please not Python.com. Not the same thing.
No, it's not. That's not
related at
and
all.
And I don't think they have a diversity statement at all.
Yeah, I'm not going there, but I'm...
I think they're probably open and welcoming.
Oh, geez. Now I got to edit.
Now I got to go there.
Everybody's going to go to Python.com. Yeah. Don't do it at work. And we're not responsible if you do.
Yeah,
please don't. Definitely not.
Great. So now Naramore has pulled it up on her screen.
Oh, my God. Well, I've never made that mistake before, and I'm so glad. Leave it to Keith to, yeah, wow, good stuff.
Yeah, their hit rate's going to go through the roof.
Actually, and they'll have 4 new hits
absolutely
next week as a result of this podcast.
3. I don't think my mom will actually go there.
Actually, in my own defense, python.com was a link that was retweeted by the PyCon Twitter feed last week.
God, seriously? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it said, hey, check out this new Python site, python.com, and then it was the porn site. So, surprise.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, to get involved in PHP Women, people can obviously go to phpwomen.org. I want to invite our listeners, all 4 of you, including you, Mom, to come out to our website, phparch.com, and leave a comment on this on the blog post for this podcast. What do you think? Is gender diversity important when you're looking at a project? You know, is it something that you always assume and have never taken a stand on? You know, yeah, tell us what you think, because this is a hot button. I remember at ZenCon this past year, they had, what was her name? The keynoter.
Kiralee.
Yeah.
Roberts.
Yes. And while she delivered an excellent keynote, it was quite controversial, and I know a lot of us stood around outside for like the next 2 sessions just talking about and discussing, you know, what she said, the pros and cons of what she said. And I don't agree with everything she said. Matter of fact, I don't agree with a lot of what she said, but it was nice to see the conversation taking place. So.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing. And, you know, we've tried very, very hard not to be exclusive and, you know, women only kind of a thing, because I don't really think that's a good solution either. I think that just perpetuates the problem. I think the only good solution is just to communicate and talk about it, and to bring awareness to the fact that, you know, just because you don't see it as a problem doesn't mean it's not a problem.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
Not you, Cal. I mean, you in the general you. So not you personally. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention. I'm bookmarking python.com right now. So, great, another edit.
Wow.
Okay. Oh.
I feel so enriched by knowing that now. It's something new. I had no idea that was even out there. Oh my gosh.
That brings new meaning to the not safe for work label.
Yeah. So. Yeah, right.
Keith brought up a great point in the back channel for all of our listeners. If you've got ideas on guests, and it's perfectly okay to suggest yourself, leave us a comment there on the website and let us know. Ed Finkler, it's not okay to suggest yourself. We've got three or four suggestions. You're not getting on again for a while. So. And especially after this. So, you know, because we pretty much dragged you through the mud here. But if you've got suggestions, please make the suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your comments on the format and things like that. Keith?
That's Keith's all I got.
Dead air.
Keith's a little busy now.
Yeah, sorry. I was browsing websites. Don't mind me.
Python.com led into a whole new series of websites now. Okay.
Not what it should be. That's one thing, not what it should be.com, right? Things that you expect and don't get.
There you go. Liz, you got to do me a favor, though.
You guys are bad.
You got to quit tweeting fail blog. Every time you tweet something fail blog, that's 30 minutes of my life gone because I have to then catch up, you know?
Oh, I know it. I know it. I just love that. I have a list of sites that I visit on a daily basis, and that is one of them. And there's so many more, and they all just kind of go. I spend like half my day like surfing these dumb websites that just make me laugh for like half my day. It's great.
Okay. Well, Liz, we really appreciate the time you gave us today. I don't think I've laughed this much at one of these since we started. So you've set the bar pretty darn high. So.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you had a good
but
time.
Thanks. And now,
anytime.
PHP Women will be at the Dutch PHP conference, correct?
We will. Yay, we will. I'll be speaking there. So,
awesomeness.
Yeah, we'll have a bunch of good stuff. We'll have some flyers, some moo cards, some I don't know what else. We haven't really decided yet. We'll also be at the PHP UK conference coming up. I think that's this weekend.
Great.
So it'll be too late. By
the time you hear this, they will have been at the PHP UK.
Yeah, so never mind. By all means, you know, give us a shout. If somebody you know that you think would be interested in joining our community, please send them along. We would love to have them. It's good fun. So any man, women, doesn't matter.
And while they can't get the personalized, hand-lettered PHP Booth Babe shirts or PHP Women Booth Babe shirts with the decorative smiley face, they can get PHP Women t-shirts if they go to the website and there's a link there and they can buy their own PHP Women t-shirt. They make great gifts for that special PHP Women programmer in your life.
Yes, they do. Thanks for the plug, Cal. Absolutely. And if you, going back to the partnership program, if you're a project leader, you want to join up, give me a shout. If you want to join our mentorship program, give me a shout. Otherwise, we'll see you in the forums or in IRC. By all means, come by and say
hi. If only we had a project manager for a PHP project on this podcast with us. We do. Keith?
Hi, how you doing?
I have no idea what you just said. What did you say?
Oh, I said if only we had a manager.
I think he's talking about web to project.
Yeah, web to project. Keith's.
Web to project. Yes. That we need to add that on there, Keith.
See, I made the whole podcast without bringing it up.
Well, yeah, but this way I can add
I
it.
Didn't bring it up
this
more.
Way I can add it into the show notes because it's kind of at this point, you know, it's our running joke. So, you know.
They have to add it.
Yeah,
every time.
Pretty much.
Well, that's like a legitimate ad though. So yeah.
Web to project's a good project.
I appreciate that.
Anyhow, thanks for your time, Liz. Thanks again, Keith.
You are super.
And we will see you guys online.
Thank you for inviting me. I feel honored that you invited me. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you guys
later.
Thank you.
Odd Week Podcast is a production of Blue Parabola. It is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative 3.0 license. This means you can share it all you like, but please don't fold, spindle, or mutilate. Keith Casey can be found wandering the inner tube around the Washington, D.C. area on any given day. If you can't find him, you can always check his blog, caseysoftware.com. Cal Evans, on the other hand, is usually hiding in his secret lair in Nashville, Tennessee. However, you can track his every movement at his blog, blog.calevans.com. Since you love the podcast, and we know you did, why not trade us your email address for our show notes? If you do, after each episode, we'll send you the links we discuss, we'll apologize for the bad humor, and we'll explain any inside jokes. To subscribe to the show notes mailing list, visit phparch.com/podcast. The Odd Week theme music is Iceman by Dr. Blue and is released under a Creative Commons license. A link to the album can be found in the show notes.
If I can say douchebags.